This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:35 in the morning. You are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Chuang and Chen Li on what looks like a rather gloomy Thursday morning. For now, though, we're turning our attention to our neighbor, the Philippines. Election season has begun there, with campaigning efforts kicking off this week. Nearly 68 million Filipinos will go to the polls on May 9th to elect the new president, vice president, and members of parliament, alongside other local positions such as city mayors and provincial governors.
The presidential elections are being closely watched to see who will replace President Rodrigo Duterte, who ends a six-year term in office. The early front runner, appears to be the scion of Marcos family, Ferdinand Marcos Jr., fondly known as Bongbong, who is also campaigning with the daughter of President Duterte, Sara Duterte Carpio, as his vice president.
That's right. And other prominent presidential candidates include the opposition leader and current vice president, Lenny Robredo, and of course the former boxer and senator, Manny Pacquiao. Unlike the Malaysian landscape, where party affiliations are influential, politics in the Philippines is very much about personality. So it's a long way off until the May the 9th. So what can we expect during the long campaign season?
For insight into the dynamics of Filipino politics, we speak to political analyst Andrea Chloe Wong. Chloe, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Now, we've had a few conversations with you in the past to discuss potential candidates in these elections. It's still very early days in the campaign, but at this stage, who should we be keeping an eye on in the presidency race?
Well, based on the surveys, the election will be a tight race between Bongbong Marcos, the son of the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos, the current Vice President Lenny Robredo, and the current mayor of the city of Manila, Isko Moreno.
All right, so it's going to be, it's looking like it's going to be a three-way race. What about the boxer Manny Pacquiao, Chloe? Does he not have enough following to maybe make a dent in the race, do you think?
He has a celebrity status, but I don't think the Filipinos will be ready to vote a boxer who has less government experience.
There have been concerns that Bongbong Marcos could be deemed ineligible to run for office. What are the contentions against his candidacy, and will this be decided before the elections in May?
Well, there are several petitions to disqualify Bongbong Marcos, which are all related to his failure to pay his income taxes when he held government positions from 1982 to 1985. So his disqualification case will take months to resolve. So while the Commission on Elections in the Philippines is conscious of the urgency of the case, especially when elections will be coming up this May, there's also the possibility that his case will be resolved even after the election. However, pending the decision, Marcos can still campaign for the presidency since his name is already printed in the election ballot.
Yeah, Clemaine, what are the main campaign issues put forth by the candidates? You know, what are most likely to resonate? What issues are most likely to resonate with the candidates, with the voters?
Well, the most important campaign issue for millions of Filipinos is how to survive and live in the new normal brought about by the pandemic. Joblessness, sickness, hunger, and rising commodity prices are some of the gut issues facing millions of voters. So Filipinos are seeking to vote for a president who will have the fortitude and the vision to address these issues that affect their everyday lives and survival.
Okay, so it's going to be a question of cost of living and the economy as typical. I am curious about the current president, Rodrigo Duterte. He's yet to throw his support behind any presidential candidate. How much would his endorsement sway voters at the moment?
Well, Duterte remains popular among Filipinos, so whichever candidate he will endorse can generate more voter support.
Given the rumored conflict between Duterte and his daughter, we've discussed this in previous conversations as well, do you see President Duterte campaigning against Sara Duterte Carpio?
Well, Duterte may have been disappointed that Sara decided to run for the vice presidency instead of the presidency, even though she led the election survey before as a preferred candidate for the president. Well, he may not always see eye to eye with Sara, but it is unlikely that he will campaign against his daughter. The most that he will do is to remain quiet and say anything negative against Sara's run for the vice president.
Do you think President Duterte will maybe seek office in parliament or some other electoral position?
Well, now it's too late for Duterte to file his candidacy for any political position in government. So depending on who will win as president next year, he might be appointed for a government position. But definitely what is certain is that Duterte will face several lawsuits once he stepped down as president. It's uncertain whether he plans to be part of the government as a political appointee, like I said previously. But what is certain is that he needs to have political leverage on the next administration to keep him safe from legal issues he will be facing after his term.
Chloe, could you give us some color into what election season is like in the Philippines? You have a very long campaign season. Elections aren't until May 9th. How will campaigning be conducted, especially as we are still facing a pandemic?
Well, there will still be face-to-face campaign rallies, although it will be more muted and held with less people than previous elections. But what is evident now is that the candidates are heavily using social media to campaign and reach out to more voters, especially amidst the pandemic.
Okay, so social media and really just digital outreach is going to be the main way that candidates reach out to campaign. People, right?
Yes, exactly.
One final question, Chloe, if I can just squeeze this in. So you did mention that the race for president will be among these three names that you mentioned. I'm wondering how do they have different policy issues that they are platforming? How different are they from each other in terms of their manifesto or the issues that they support?
Well, just like what I said before, the campaign issues are mostly the same. Gut issues like hunger, joblessness, unemployment, etc. But I think the critical point, what distinguishes other candidates from each other, is their personality, their charisma, and their campaign narrative. So Filipinos are looking for a candidate who they will trust, who they will depend on for the next 6 years on how to address the campaign issues that the Filipinos are currently facing.
All right then. Chloe, thanks very much for speaking to us. I look forward to more conversations as the season unfolds. That was Andrea Chloe Wong, a political analyst in the Philippines based in Manila, talking to us just about some early thoughts to think about as people start campaigning for elections in Philippines.
Yeah, that's right. I think as of December, Marcos Bongbong is way and clear ahead of the number two. I think he's like 33 points ahead of Lenny Robredo. So the whole country, I think, according to Bloomberg, is all agog with the permutations of whether Bongbong will survive these accusations of fraud against him. And, you know, whether it's he wins and then he gets disqualified later or gets disqualified before the elections. So there's like four or five permutations being postulated by Bloomberg. It's all to play for, but it's all for Bongbong's to lose la.
Right. And the Philippines elections is curious. I find their system quite curious because although, for example, Bongbong Marcos and Sara Duterte Carpio are campaigning together, the VP and the president are actually elected separately. So you could actually see a VP and a president from two different parties. And it really is up to the president to use his vice president in the way that he wants. So, for example, right now, Duterte, the current vice president is opposition leader Lenny Robredo. There is a sort of hostility within government between the two, even though they're the top two positions of government.
Yeah, and of course, apropos what Chloe was talking about, how personalities drive elections. I mean, Sara Duterte in the press. I mean, she rides Harley Davidson and she beats up people. She goes and she gets into fights.
Yes, I also was reading about this. So she gets into fist fights. She rides motorbikes. Apparently, she made headlines because she hit the city mayor. Apparently, she was like beating him on the face and the head and stuff like that.
Nice. I like that. She's a tough guy.
We don't condone violence on this show, but the point is that in the Philippines, personality and character really take center stage. So it's going to be interesting to see how all this unfolds.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.